Okay, it is 5:34 on January 11th. I would like to call this regular SWIFI board meeting to order. For our first item of business, we have the approval of the agenda. The one change that I have been made aware of is that we do not intend to have an executive session. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, are there any other changes to today's agenda that we should be aware of?
I move we approve the vote to approve the agenda as presented with the amendments.
Okay. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Hearing a second, all those in favor of approving the agenda?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Moving on to the consent agenda, which covers our previous minutes and finance reports, plural. Is there any discussion in regards to the consent agenda?
I move the board approve the consent agenda as presented.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. We are moving on to agenda item number 4, which is the member update.
Okay, so we have 3 new members to approve this evening who have been through all of our volunteer recruitment process, through all the testing, and are just awaiting final board approval. First of all is Joseph Dominguez. And I don't believe Joseph made it on tonight. He's a gentleman recently moved up here with his spouse from California, and she was originally from the island, and he's looking forward to getting into the fire service, potentially down the road as a career even, and will be going into fire academy.
Very good.
The next person is Tyler, and I may say his name last name incorrectly, Nisheim. Tyler is from the area. He currently lives out on Spyglass, right next door to one of our other new volunteers. And so he's also looking forward to coming on as a firefighter at this time and potentially down the road do EMT, but he's not sure yet.
Okay.
Excited to have him on board. And then, of course, Melody Wilkie is here this evening. Hi, Melody. And we're excited to have her on board. She's been riding a lot already and has both family and friends involved with the district for years. So we're really excited to have her on board.
Since you are here in person, is there anything you would like to say as a welcoming statement?
No.
Okay, very good. Not an obligation at all.
Well, as one member of the board, and I think I speak for the board, we take our hats off to you and to everybody that's on board. You're the people who make it work. We're up here in the rarefied atmosphere of policymaking, but you all are the strong minds and strong backs and the boots on the ground. And I speak for myself, but I think I speak for the board as well. We really appreciate it. And especially as a volunteer coming in, it's one thing if you're on a paid level, but as a volunteer, that's even more, it's more better. So more thank better. You.
All right. Do we have any further discussion before we vote in our latest members? Commissioner Towers?
I vote to approve the 3 members for
right, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
You have a very heartfelt second.
All right. All those in favor to approve the newest members to our team?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Welcome aboard. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on. I have unfinished business. There is nothing in my folder here for unfinished business. Is there anything to be aware of?
Well, what could go under unfinished business or new business is the Plant Moran tax service approval. So, as you know, last meeting, the board approved a service agreement with Plant Moran for accounting services, and we brought them on Monday, and we're working hard with them this week. What they as they're working through here, they're discovering some changes to the scope of work, one of which is we need a secondary service agreement for tax services so they can complete our W-2. They wrote that agreement here, and you'll find that under new business. There is a slightly different rate for their services, which is $10 less an hour. And this also covers the specific tax work that they're going to be doing, which is a different part of their agency. So this is time critical that we get this done, obviously, by the end of the month. And so I would ask the board to approve this evening.
Are there any questions or discussion in regard to this new contract?
Chief, I am assuming that you've reviewed this agreement with our legal counsel.
I have not sent this one to our attorney yet, but I can do so before we sign it.
So the motion should be approving it subject to legal review.
Sure.
Okay. Commissioner Towers?
No questions.
No questions from Commissioner Towers. So I have a motion.
Well, I will make the motion that the board approve the contract with Plante Moran for tax services subject to legal counsel approval.
Okay.
Second. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I hear a second. All those in favor of approving the Plante Moran contract subject aye. To approval, I hear an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Assuming that was an aye from Commissioner Towers.
I think so.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Towers. The ayes have it. Now we are ready for announcements. This may be a very rapid fire meeting today.
Close to a record.
Are there any announcements for today?
The only comment I have is we talked about doing an additional board meeting next. I think we talked about Monday.
Yes.
Monday is actually a holiday.
No, I was thinking Wednesday.
Okay, so I would recommend we move it to either Tuesday.
I won't be available on Tuesday.
What about Thursday? I have an engagement late on Wednesday.
I cannot do Thursday.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, I speak from, you know, the jawbone here, that it's good that we have that meeting for your review, but if it needs to be done when you are back, we can do that. I mean, I'm not at all concerned about when the timing of the meeting is, but it should be when all board members, as well as our chief, have the time to be engaged on it.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that we have too many scheduling conflicts for next week. Is that right?
Yeah, at least for me.
Sounds like it. Okay. Monday's out, Tuesday's out, Wednesday's out, Thursday's out.
All right.
So
I will return on the 29th, so I could potentially do it the 30th or later.
You want to do it later. You're going to be in various time zones, and I'm putting my foot down. Time zones aren't good for anybody. So, I mean, we can look at that, give you 3 or 4 days after you get back.
Would we want to entertain Thursday the 1st? That would be 1 week prior to our regularly scheduled board meeting.
That would be fine for me.
Commissioner Towers, would Thursday, February 1st work for you for a chief's eval meeting?
Well, that should work for me, yes.
Okay. What time would we like?
Let's do it at 4.
4? Commissioner Towers, is 4 good for you?
4's doable, yeah.
Okay. Is that?
I think that's an
affirmative.
On Thursday the 1st?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. However, we have an officer's meeting that night.
Okay.
So
what time is the officers meeting?
It's at 1900. However, we'll be setting up ahead of time.
Well, okay. So
we could do the small room. Is that okay?
It could be. I mean, as long as there's not a large turnout or anything like that. What about Wednesday the 31st? Is that no go?
I am fine with that. I know you want to.
I want to give you enough time because you're going to be a whole bunch of time zones away.
I have no problem with doing the 31st.
At this point, 31st should be fine.
Commissioner Towers, would that work for you?
31st will work, yeah.
Okay. 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. All right. Very good.
It does sound like crap on the cracker.
Is that the one pending meeting we have on the docket to schedule, aside from our regularly scheduled board meetings?
That's correct.
Okay.
Then I just would say on the consent agenda announcements, set a couple of items. New member orientation will be on January the 17th here at Station 36. Public CPR class on the 27th, and volunteer staff meeting will be here on the 6th of February. And I have invited Commissioner Towers, who's been working with our communications committee, to attend that meeting as well.
Do we know what the attendance is looking like for our CPR class yet?
Ooh, yes, we do. I do not know. It's in a book at the front desk, but.
Okay, but there probably will be more as the date draws near. Okay. All right. Any other announcements?
One question to the chief. I heard there was going to be some kind of a recognition of John Beck's retirement. Is that supposed to be coming up this month?
That we settled on a date for that and have not been able to make contact and get a commitment of that exact date and time. We will reach out to them again.
So what date are you talking about? Because I thought it was the 18th.
Yeah, we were talking about the 18th, but that has not been settled. So we're getting pretty close to that now.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
And we may have the, well, I don't know. I got a text about the banquet, but I don't know what it means yet. So, okay.
More information will be forthcoming.
Right.
All right. Are we ready to move on to comments from commissioners? Commissioner Towers, I'd ask you to shout into the mic so we can hear you as best we can if you have any comments.
No comments.
No comments. Okay. Commissioner Noble.
No comments, but that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I have none myself, except I do hope everybody drives safe and slow. May there be not too many wild calls for this evening on this slushy, snowy night.
Well, and the worst of it will be tomorrow and beyond when the roads have got black ice. But yeah.
Okay. At this point, barring any other information, I believe we are at our point of conclusion.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
I would take a motion.
Move we adjourn so we can go home.
Do I hear a second?
You do.
I heard a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. At 5:47, our meeting, the regularly scheduled SWIFI board meeting, has concluded.
It's right in there for short ones. I think there was one that was like 4 minutes.
Six or seven, I feel like. I yeah. One of the